48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldeman? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Carey?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Hovater?
Here.
Mr. Lafredo? Mr. Milancevic?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
William Cosgrove?
Here.
Madeline Johnson? Andrew Marucci?
Here.
Alexandra Passes? We have a quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined Committee of the Whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the Committee of the Whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of minutes. I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of October 17, 2023. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Serino?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
What? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought
you called
me. I'm
Mr. Sorry. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Abstain.
Mr. Lafredo? Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Mr. Yes.
Serino? Carey?
Presentations?
Yes.
Before we get into our presentations this evening, I just want to take a moment and reflect and thank Terry Hovater for his dedication and diligence to the District of Manasquan and the students of Manasquan. Terry has been a student advocate for the 6 years. I believe it's 6 years you've been on the board, Terry?
Yes.
Since he's been here. Many times we've had discussions about ways we can do things better in our one-to-ones in regards to the student body and the athletic complex. And I want to take this time just to thank him for everything he has done. As all our board members, there's no financial remuneration up here. They're just here to make the school district better. And I believe they've done that. And I want to thank them for that. But above all, I just want to let Terry know that I'll miss him. And I want to thank him for everything he's done. And could you please, since I know you won't be here, or you might be here when we go into our board agenda, give Terry a round of applause for everything he's done. Terry, thank you.
Thank you.
With that, can we go to the presentations then? And we'll start with a focus on our traffic plan update. I asked Mr. Clayton, who's our coordinator of safety and security, to take a look at the drop-off situation at the high school. Through a discussion with Mr. Goodall, he came to me and he said he might have some safety concerns with the way students are being dropped off in the morning and coming in. And I want to compliment everybody who's out in the audience who drives. Been here 10 years. watched drop-off in front of the elementary school and the high school. I've seen one accident in 10 years. You guys do a great job. A lot of cars there in the morning going in and out, some going up and over curves. But you guys do a wonderful job with that. So thank you. With that, Mr. Clayton.
Yeah, I just wanted to update. Before the school started this year, we discussed reviewing the drop-off here on the Atlantic Avenue entrance. And we assigned a security officer out there to assist and guide the parents and pulling forward further to drop off their students so we can get more vehicles in there and not have a backup out onto Atlantic Avenue. Basically, what he has found, Scott Clayton, what he has found was the vast majority of cars drop off at around 724, 725 until 730. The only time he really experiences any type of backup is generally on rainy days. But the parents have seemed to have bought in and assisted with the pulling forward to the stop sign. It gives us four or five cars that can pull through. And he doesn't believe it's a problem at this time. I don't believe it's a problem at this time. And I would recommend to the board we just continue this practice of drop-off there. Obviously, we'll maintain a security officer there. He'll assist if there's any issues, and he'll report if there's any safety issues that he feels would arise for down the road.
The questions the board have, any? We've looked at this for 2 months, and Tim's been out there every day, so.
Yeah, the second thing that we did review is with the increased municipal parking off of Atlantic Avenue, it's a much larger lot now. A lot more students are parking there. They actually call it the student lot. And they'll come across Atlantic and then walk across our parking lot down our sidewalk and into the back door. Part of our strategic plan was to implement a security entry plan, and the administration of the high school along with security has identified the two entrances, the front entrance and the rear entrance of the 1931 building, the center hall entrance we call it. So a lot of the students that park at the student lot and walk over will walk across the parking lot. They go straight in a straight line. It's not like they follow anything. It's just the shortest route there, the least amount of steps they can take. So they do cross the middle of the back parking lot. What they have done though, without realizing it, is they gather at the parking lot and then they all come over around 725. So it really trickles in, and that 725 we have basically everyone that came in that at that time until about 7:30. So for those 5 minutes, we might get 3 to 5 staff members coming down that drive, the back driveway. No parents drop off there. We've eliminated that. So it's staff, and with the staff, they have expectation that they're going to see the students coming. So they are extra cautious. You know, it's not perfect, but it is a minimal risk. If there was an incident, but just walking out of our house is a minimal risk of an incident. So I don't believe it's elevated interest. I'm there every morning. I'm in the back at the back door every morning. I don't have any safety concerns. If I see anything, a construction vehicle or delivery vehicle, I always hold them for those 5 minutes. And then by 7:31, everyone's here and the door gets locked and we go on about our day. So I would recommend, based off of administration's plan, that we continue that as well.
Questions? The only alternative would be to only have one entrance in front of the school. And we could talk about tardies tonight, and kids are getting here on time. So it would inconvenience them having to walk around. It would be a big, I would think, a log jam in front of the school. So having both doors, as long as it's fine with our security and they have it under control, I think it serves us well. And those are our entry points in the morning.
Yeah, and also, that's not the only place. I mean, we do have students that park on North Main and come across as well. So they would have to walk around the school. So I think it works out well.
Thank you. And now, what the board has taken a look at in the Friday packet and through discussions with the president and vice president, we took a hard look at the tardiness policy, and we have some updates tonight. And I'm asking Mr. Goodall to focus on the updates that we have with the tardiness policy.
Sure. Out of our last board meeting, I gathered a group of staff members to take a look at this, considering the vast improvement our students have made since we put in the most recent code of conduct. and they made some suggestions, and I suggested it to Dr. Cajun. One of the issues was on a first offense, they felt that a two-hour detention, you know, was a little bit much, and the committee came out with a recommendation of first offense to have after five lates to have a one-hour detention instead. And then if they continued to be late and reached the number of 10 tardies, they would go to the two-hour detention. And then a third offense and fourth offense, we start to talk about the Saturday detention. In addition, we know that some students get off to a bad start or have a bad run of, you know, attendance and tardiness. And we wanted to reward students who straighten themselves out and get to school on time. So if they have a sequence of 45 days where from their fourth tardy to their fifth, we'll give them a courtesy on that, and we'll wait, you know, if they got to a sixth tardy, then we would consider that something where student discipline has to be enacted. I appreciate the work of the committee. You know, I kind of gave them the information that their student government was discussing with us, and we made those recommendations to Dr. Cajun. In addition, at the end of each semester, to recognize kids who are on time, all the time, they're going to get a letter of acknowledgement from me, just a pat on the back to keep up the good work. And I think, you know, that'll be well received by the parents and kids, for kids who get here on time all the time. And I just want to let everybody in the room know that although, you know, we try to hold kids accountable to the attendance and tardy policy, I think the administration here and the staff, when there's a circumstance that, you know, you have to work with families, we're real quick to help them out and understand that there's sometimes where things get in the way and they can't get here on time, whether it's a doctor's appointment, car doesn't start, traffic, flooding, whatever it is. I think we recognize that we have to make concessions, and we work with kids and parents all the time. So although we feel we have a balance between accountability and asking them to be here, I believe we are student-centered, and that you know, kids come first, and that, you know, our message to them is you have to be here to learn, but certainly if something comes up, you know, we help them.
Board, anything? Comments? The board is, the main focus of the Board of Education is to write policy that then given to an administration, and we enforce that policy. And I want to thank these 12 people for listening to what you brought to the table and actually agreeing to make changes in their policy. So I think it was, the way you presented it was well received, open-minded, discussed, and we came to, I think, a good resolution. Yeah,
I'd like to thank the board so much for taking the time to consider what we had to say as students. And I can't speak for Alex, but I think this is a fair resolution to the issue. Thank you guys so much.
Very well. Thank you for your waiting board.
Good?
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now if we can go to the podium. Oh, student board representative of the board first. Sorry, jumped the gun. Thank you, Mr. Goodall.
For Key Club, overall, November was a bit of a slower month for us. Even though every Wednesday we were still able to go over to the elementary school after school and help out with homework helpers. Also, in the month of November, wrapped up our holiday wreath fundraiser, and we expect to deliver those to the students on December 5th and 6th. Finally, we just finished our Thanksgiving food drive, where every member contributed by bringing either 5 to 10 soup cans or their parents' turkey coupon for Thanksgiving.
Good evening. I hope that everyone has been having a good November and is excited for the holidays. I would like to start by giving some updates on student council events. On Halloween, students came to school dressed in their respective costumes and enjoyed the festivities of the annual pep rally. On Wednesday, November 15th, the student council hosted our first ever cornhole tournament, which was a resounding success with positive participation and reception from the student body. On November 16th, the student council hosted its annual powder puff game, where the junior and senior girls competed in a fierce contest, which ended in a 20-27-7 senior girls win. There was also the annual open house night, where the student council had a table open to share interest in the club. On November 20th, students of all grades came together from 5 to 8 p.m. to decorate the halls for the upcoming pep rally taking place tomorrow. Thank you guys so much. We thank the board for its time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I want you guys to have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy the parade tomorrow. Enjoy the football game. Go Wallaby. I stopped them. Go Swan. And thank you for who you are and what you do on a daily basis. I truly appreciate it.
So I'll check his temperature.
So that was a great get. With that, let's go to the presentation. Come on, Donna. I got that.
Bring back security.
Welcome everyone tonight, and thank the students who are receiving the awards for their academic excellence, as well as the athletes. They're fine. And thank you for being here. And I want to thank the Board of Education for affording me the opportunity to start every board meeting off by celebrating what our students do on a daily basis. It really, for me, shows how student-centered they are. And as always, thank you. So with that, we want to focus on our students of the month. Those students, I think, we have an excellent student body. I've risen above on a monthly basis with other students to be recognized, what they've done in the community, what they do in the classroom. As you can see behind me, those are the reasons why these students have been chosen students of the month. And with that, I'd like the Manasquan Board of Education to congratulate Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month. And Charlotte, before you come up here, I want to let all the students know that I'm going to ask them what their favorite subject is and who their favorite teacher is. I know we have a column, a paragraph on the bottom, but I want you to get ready for that. With that, Charlotte Straw. Charlotte, congratulations.
Thank you.
You get a certificate, a medal, and a Wally box.
Awesome. Thank you.
And if you give me 2 minutes, I'm going to read what's on the screen. All right? In school, Charlotte runs cross country and track and field. She's the president and founder of Team One Love Club and VP of NHS. She is a member of Spanish National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society, Peer Leaders, Squanathon, and Student Council. What's your favorite activity?
My club that I founded. One Love.
Good. Outside of school, Charlotte runs, surfs, cooks, bakes, plays piano, guitar, reads, works as a barrister, and hangs out with her friends. Wow. Also, Charlotte volunteers at trumpetry, beach cleanups, lunch bunch, TA hours, and 5Ks. Charlotte's favorite subjects are English and biology. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Critelli because his classes are always interesting. She looks forward to his class every day because the students always have fun and learn something important. Now you've chosen to teach you. But what I'm going to ask you is, there's a little dichotomy for me between English and biology. Why English and biology are your favorite subjects? When, Mr. Critelli, is your favorite teacher?
I like English because I like writing and I like reading. But I like biology because I like understanding
You were an awesome candidate for our international baccalaureate classes that was starting next year. Too late. Sorry. So with that, you want to say anything of Mr. Patel other than what you put in this paper on this board?
No, his classes are a lot of fun, and he's a great teacher, so that's why I chose him.
And then not even English and biology. That's all he's done. Go figure. With that, Charles Drop. Manasquan Board of Education, congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Ava Blumenstock. Ava. Ava is doing some Academy of Finance studying there. She's going to report a test tomorrow, so I'll make sure she doesn't get her award. So, thank you. Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School Sophomore Student of the Month, John or Jack Foley. John. Jack. Or Jack, right. He's also in the Academy of Finance, so it's like that. So we will make sure that he gets his awards. The Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School sophomore. The reason we have two sophomores tonight, they couldn't make up their minds. They being the staff. So I said, well, there's 72. So they tied, so we had two. The Manasquan High School Sophomore Student of the Month, Charlotte Mischko. Charlotte. Charlotte, thank you. Thank you for not being in front of you. May I read? In school, Charlotte plays tennis and golf. She is a member of student council and Welcome Warriors. Welcome Warriors, Ms. Kenny started that, and it really has taken off, I know, a couple years ago. Did you like the orange shirts better or the blue?
I like the blue.
Thank you for that. They had orange shirts, and all I can think of, I'm from Jersey City, long time ago, Snyder High School, that was their colors. So I told them, listen, Snyder High School colors can't be exchanged into blue. The reason we had orange was they were outstanding shirts, and you stood out, and people knew where to find the Welcome Warriors. I know you're not concerned about that, I'll go on. Charlotte plays tennis and golf. She is a member of the student council and Welcome Warriors. Charlotte also participates in student athletic training with Mr. Highland. That's awesome. Outside of school, Charlotte plays tennis at the Atlantic Club, the Jersey 34 tennis team. She volunteers for Key Club, Squamathon, and Manasquan Antlers. Could you tell me what Manasquan Antlers are?
It's like a younger group of Manasquan Elks.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Charlotte's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Kozet because she's very encouraging, always inspiring her students. Her lessons in dynamic healthcare inspire Charlotte to one day practice medicine. Wow, that's a great compliment from a teacher. That's awesome. Anything else you want to say? Because I have no questions to ask you. You may put everything under the screen. Good. Thank you for coming on. Charlotte Mitchell. The Manasquan Board of Education. Congratulations. Manasquan High School Freshman Student of the Month, May Leanne Lee. Okay? In school, May is a member of the Key Club. Model UN is on the swim team. Outside of school, May is on the Neptune Barracuda swim team and is a Girl Scout. May volunteers for the Key Club, Girl Scouts, and the St. Vincent de Paul Society. May's favorite subject is history, and Mr. Capelli is here. I understand he's a good history teacher. Do you have him? He might in the future. Her favorite teacher is Madame Thien. She's a French teacher. Because she makes learning a tough language fun. Maylin Lee. Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, as selected by Charlotte Strop, Mr. Ryan Critelli. Were you here last month?
I was.
That's how good he is. There you go. And you got a pen. Did you get a picture for the newspaper? Oh, the paper's not here tonight. Don't think you got to win it again next month. Right.
Can I just say one thing about Charlotte?
Yes.
Charlotte, student of the month, nominated me. She is the embodiment of Manasquan High School student. Everybody in this, everybody in the school already knows her, such an integral part of the community. She's only been here for a couple of years. And she's a student. I really appreciate her.
The Manasquan Board of Education last congratulated Manasquan Elementary School student of the month, Grace McLaughlin. Grace? In school, Grace is a member of National Junior Honor Society. 10 Manasquan Elementary School student count. She is in all honors classes and takes ninth grade house. Well, that's impressive. Outside of school, Grace volunteers for NJHS and cleans up the beach. She plays tennis, gymnastics, swimming, and runs cross country. Grace's favorite subject is language arts. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Bruschetta. Because she loves to help others and is a kind person who always takes the time to listen whenever anyone wants to talk. Great step, Jessica. Mrs. Bruschetta teaches the students to not only be intelligent, but also nice, kind, and diligent people. Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan Elementary School teacher, this is 2 months ago, too, Andrea Frischetta, selected by Grace McLaughlin. Congratulations also to Summer Evan Esch, Monmouth County first singles champion. And with that, Coach Richie can come up. Coach, congratulations on an awesome season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Would you like to say a few things about your team before I call them all up individually?
It's a great group of girls. Awesome on the court, even better off the court. Phenomenal year record-wise. Summer, you know, best in the shore, which is a great feat. Just really proud of it.
Yeah, as am I. And I'm going to call each girl individually if you could. When we call you up, stand so we can get a picture. If Rob can take a picture or Jessica take a picture of them with the phone so we can send it to the paper. With that, Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Eden Amarelli. Sophia Arbright. Sadie P. Pasquale. Maribel Elliott. Summer Eden Ash. Ava Hartnett.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Ella Jackwitz. Anna Myslop. Logan McCarthy. Sadie Nolan.
Thank you.
take some cookies before you leave and everything. I don't want any cookies, but I want to have one. Madison High School girls varsity field hockey team, beat Central Division champions, overall record 14-5. Congratulations to Reagan Cheney, Division Player of the Year. That's impressive. Coach Podnet and Coach Bruno, could you please go forward?
Thanks to each and every one of you for your dedication, your hard work, and your commitment. I am so grateful to be your coach. You've made this season one that I will never forget. I'd also like to especially thank my assistant coach, Coach Hodnett. She's been an invaluable asset to our team, and she's an amazing coach to work with, and I'm so grateful for her. Thank you to the Board of Education, the superintendent, and the high school administration, more specifically, Mr. Bramley, for your continued support. But thanks, guys.
I'll mitigate.
Sure. One second, boy.
No, if I can do it without emotions.
I know.
Being a part of Manasquan field hockey has been something that I've grown up with. Just about a month ago, I was honored to be recognized here as part of a Hall of Fame team championship. So to see 20 years later the traditions that were well set in place before I even stepped into the building, that my older sister, that some of now our players' parents put forth in motion, seeing those traditions and those bonds on and off the field, really is a special place in my heart. People say that have been around Manasquan, we bleed blue and gray. That is definitely true. Field hockey is now, you know, just as strong as a tradition as all of the other sports, and I look forward to continued excellence in the program. And these girls have made it all possible with the support of their families and their administration. So I'm just really proud to be part of this program from, you know, a child to a player to now a coach. And thank you all.
Now our team. Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan High School all varsity field hockey team. We'll be on the team. Olive Becker. Grace Buckley. Sydney Pacamis. Tess Calzaretta. Done. As is long.
quorum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, would anyone like to be heard on items not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. Regarding committee of a whole, regarding education, curriculum, and technology, we have a school safety and security plan, which is for a discussion during the executive branch, executive session. There are some changes to it. I just want to itemize those changes. The safety and security plan is highly confidential because it is regarding safety and security. So, but every year we update that plan, and this year the changes have been, of course, the table of contents. Active students in both high school and elementary school to reflect enrollment. Policy 7440, school district security on page 27, it's been updated, that's all. Policy 7243, supervision of construction, has been updated as well, that's on page 30. Policy 8600, student transportation, has been updated as well. 5512, which is on harassment, intimidation, bullying, has been updated, and there's been an added section on the addendum 4 regarding emergency management guides, and it's on page 98, and the reason that's changed is simply because the state asked us to change it and move it. So in regards to the substance of the plan, basically remains the same with these updates. So any questions about that, I'll gladly talk about in executive since it's a confidential plan. Regarding strategic planning, everybody received the strategic plan and the results of the strategic plan up to this year. The strategic plan itself went from 2019 through 2024. And the reason I thought it was applicable to present to the board the strategic plan, each particular objective that we had and where we were with that in regards to each strategy. In your strategic plan, you have each goal itemized, then you have the strategy. Then you have the action plan that we asked, the committee asked to utilize to achieve that strategy, the status of that and progress notes in each. And as you can see, we have, for instance, talking about communications, which Mr. Place and I were engaged in, basically Mr. Place because he's involved with the technology of the district, to increase stakeholder engagement in the school community through modern communication media and the use of technology. And everything is complete in regards to that strategy number one through three, except four, and it's in progress, implementing a shared calendar for administrative building. Building administrative and support staff use shared calendars for internal event coordination. Microforce teams are replaced. The need for shared calendars more broadly among school staff and has been fully implemented in Manasquan Elementary School and is now being implemented in Manasquan High School. So you can see that when the full implementation occurs in Manasquan High School, that goal itself will be accomplished. I'm not going to go through each particular goal, but you have all the goals. You have which strategies have been met through our action plans and which have not. What I would like to do is just explain to the board why I thought it was important that you receive this. When I first came, going back several years ago, it was very important that we had something to lay the foundation for moving forward. And that strategic plan did that. We had a community come together. We had Stockton University send down a couple professors, and they, with me, we developed that through a committee of, I want to say, 30 participants from the community, which was great. And we moved forward. Strategic planning is very important. So as I exit, I think it's important for you to understand that next year your strategic plan is up, and you see what we have accomplished. And moving forward, you either can take the things that we did not accomplish and move forward with them, or change them according to the leadership that you have in district. And I wanted to open that up for any questions tonight. Any questions about the strategic plan at all? I think you have nice, concise outlook into what we have accomplished, what we need to finish. Good? Okay. Our personnel is to be discussed in executive session. And of course, we have some policies tonight. We have some revised policies. As you can see, we talked tonight about the tardiness policy, which you'll have the first reading with the changes this evening. We received all the policies in the Friday packet. And if there's any questions regarding those policies, I'll gladly answer them now. Or Mr. Placewell, one or the other. Seeing none, I am going to move towards finance. Pete, what do you have? Finance.
Sure, I'll be
Dr. Crowley, I'm sorry.
I'll be brief. I'm losing my voice a little bit. On the finance front, we're well underway with the budget season at this point. Since we met last, we've met with all the department heads and distributed their budget work papers. All department budgets are due back to my office by December 15th. So before we meet again as a board, I'll have those back. Also, the sending districts have received their request to send their enrollment projections to me also by December 15th. So that'll be a big day for us to kind of start to really put things together on the budget front. Until then, we're working on the back end on our side to get everything trued up, but that'll be the next big milestone date. In terms of building and grounds and facilities, obviously if you've driven through here since Teachers Convention, you've seen a lot going on. The MES playground is well underway. We hope to have it done by Christmas. It's a bit of a pause. We're waiting on a treetop spinner, which is a element that the kids will spin on. Once that goes in, the next step would be pouring the rubberized surface, the safety surface, which goes in pretty quickly once that last element goes in. It's the only thing on back order. The rest of the playground, if you peek over the fence, is complete. We installed last week the new door in the field house is now in, so now kids or adults or whoever's entering the field house can enter directly onto the turf field. That was born of a request and conversation with the town. It was deemed a need, and we had too many students walking through the weight room facility, and it's kind of an attractive nuisance for young kids.
So kids.
Sure.
It's
been a Thanksgiving parade.
So the new door's in and being fully used?
The new door is in as of 24 hours ago.
Okay.
We do not have access controls on it yet, so that's the next step now that it's in. We'll have CM3 come out and put the badges on it. It also, if you've seen it, came without the bottom plate glass, so it has plywood on it now. They're functional doors, but they're a little unsightly right now. They have plywood in there.
The new plan is for recreation. When they're using the turf, they're going to use that door. They're not going to walk through the weight room. They're not going to walk through the rest of it.
In theory, that's why they requested it. So if it's turf-based program, I guess they would enter directly onto the turf. They'll have that ability.
I was talking to somebody that said that recreation now doesn't want anybody walking through the weight room, which is what we said early on, because it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
But now they're walking through the wrestling room right in the middle of the wrestling room.
If that's how recreation is having their people come in,
that door should be locked.
Right. That was my point.
The weight room door?
No,
the door for the wrestling room. If we're having wrestling practice there,
the back door,
why is that door open?
Because they're no longer walking through the weight room, which was the problem that we addressed. Now they're walking through wrestling practice.
We'll have to have that conversation with recreation. Yeah. We don't really manage their entry into the building. Once we turn it over to them, it's on them, but we can request to them to not do that. Ultimately, they're probably walking through, they're not walking through our wrestling practice, they're walking through recreation wrestling practice. So we could tell them that we heard a complaint to that end, but it would be their responsibility.
But now that we, I mean, like you said, it's only 24 hours, so obviously we put that door in for a reason, it'll get used.
And we're going to give them a key in the meantime until we get the access control set up. Once the access controls are set up, they'll have access to that door as they do with the resting door and the main vestibule doors. They can unlock them as they see fit to meet their own needs when it's their build, when it's, you know, in their use.
Pete, are there going to be signs on that brick wall as you enter, I guess, that area where you go left to one door or right to the other? Are there going to be signs, one pointing to field house, one pointing to weight room?
We haven't considered, but we can certainly put signs.
That might be a good idea to eliminate a lot of the confusion about what's supposed to be useful.
Oh, sure. We could put one on the back door, on the Atlantic back door, too, just indicating it's the rest of the room. Right now, we don't have any signage on any of the doors. Any of the exterior doors, I should say. Anything else?
That's why we put the door in.
Yeah, I agree, but I think we go through a lot of effort because things aren't being supervised properly on the recreation side. And I've hesitated often not to say that. I mean, if during recreation wrestling practice, people are using the door to go through the wrestling room instead of the front door that we have, that's on their supervisors.
But they're currently directing them to do that. So it's obviously a miscommunication process.
Okay. And now, okay.
Because they took half of the problem because we didn't want people walking through the weight room and parents, it might be more parents than it is the actual
plus we have a vestibule you could wait in if you wanted to.
But what I was told is the parents are walking through and kind of meandering through the wrestling room to get to the turf where their child is participating in something on the turf and it's disrupting whatever the wrestling people were trying to do.
I'll reach out.
The door should alleviate all this.
I'll reach out to Pip.
Yeah, it seems like it's communication.
Yeah, in theory, this door would alleviate
that's
all
why, yeah, problems. Like you said, 24 hours is too short time to have, this could happen 3 weeks ago for all I know.
Yeah, ultimately, it's going to be up to them to tell their people how to enter the building. And it'll be even smoother once we do have the access controls on. Right now, it's a little in flux. Just back to some construction across the district. We are finalizing the plan for the tree grant. We'll submit that tomorrow. We've been awarded the grant. We have to submit a planting plan to the state. It's almost $100,000 worth of trees and hedge lines that are going to go in around the district. So pretty nice grant. Came by way of a lot of help from the Shade Tree Commission. So we appreciate Brian Mellon and their efforts on that front. They won't be planted probably till after the winter freeze, but we have to get them in the ground by May. So sometime in the next 6 months, we'll have all those trees in the ground. And then finally, the referendum main bid is due on November 30th. So hopefully by the next time we meet, we'll have good news and a recommendation to award a contract to a responsive bidder on that project.
I
got any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
I got one. Since you're talking about trees, let's talk about trees.
Let's talk about trees.
We had the county, we have a shared service with the county that comes in, and any dead trees that we have, they take down for us. We had a tree that was dying on Atlantic Avenue in front of the athletic facility that we have. They cut it down halfway, and we have about 20 feet left. I went out and looked at it, and I said, don't cut the rest of the 20 feet down. I wanted to talk to the board about this particular tree. I think it's on a great location for us to do a wood carving on that tree of something. I'm not advocating that we do a warrior headdress on that. In my mind, I'm seeing athletics and education together either, I don't know if you see these wood carvings where they have books and then they have a football helmet, and I'll have a football, and I'll have a baseball bat, things like that. I would like the board to give me permission to reach out, find a wood carver, give you a design, ask the art teachers, give them my idea to go out and look at the tree and have them come up with something so I could have a collaborative effort here and put something that really stands out and makes that facility more special than it is.
Would the students do the project with the art teachers?
I would hope so, but that's why I'm asking them. And I would actually talk to Mr. Goodall about this. This is a surprise to him. He knows, well, maybe I did mention it to you. I saw a tree that I really wanted to have carved. What do you think? I really think, if you've seen a good wood carving.
This one right around the corner. Yeah.
Is the dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Bowers.
Outstanding.
Ask him.
Ask him who the
I will, and we'll call him. So if you guys are in, I'll show you the design first, and I'll make sure it's not controversial. I would like something that's athletics and academics together. But if I'm asking an art teacher to come up with something with the students, it's going to be their vision, not mine. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll come back to you with it.
Just one final thing about the field house too. Part of the conversation about that, we installed and paid for that third door that we were just discussing. On the other side of that agreement with the town is they are going to install a netting system on the north wall of the field house, so behind the end zone. It'll be to the roof, so it'll protect the insulation. If you've been in there, you see we have that fabric insulation. Gets hit by a ball, it separates from the beams. It's not a huge deal. We have to tape it back on, but it requires us to get a lift, and it's a little bit of an issue. So we'll have a netting system all the way to the peak of the roof. It'll protect that whole area. It'll also have painted on it regulation field goal, so that we can start to practice kicking in there in a safe way that doesn't damage the facility. And they've also committed to putting a shed on the west side of on the other side of the building, outside obviously, to store some of their stuff that you've seen. If you've been in there again, you've probably seen. Mm-hmm. The field has kind of become the storage area, so we're looking to take all that stuff out to a shed that they've committed to building once we get them finalized pricing on both those items. So we're working on.
What's the timing on those two things?
We have the shed price. We're waiting on the netting price, I guess, because of how custom it is. It's required a lot of back and forth with. We're going back and forth with Nickerson. They're the state contracted vendor. We've done a lot of work with them. They did the seats in the auditorium. They did the bleachers and. In the gym at the high school, so we've done work with them. We like their work, but I guess because of how custom it is, it's taking longer than I would prefer to get pricing from them. So
will it be before the special teams program that Rec is running?
They're
running a couple programs this winter.
In the field house?
Appears that way, yes.
I don't know the date of those. They have run special teams camps in there before that have caused damage,
yes.
And they have paid for that. And I think they came to the realization that maybe it's not suited for that right now, which was the impetus of building that net. I don't know. I can't speak to whether or not it'll be up before their special teams camp. But I think they're aware of the current shortcoming of the building, that we can't be kicking balls into that north wall without causing that damage. So
okay.
My hope would be if it's not before that, they'll have
the construction of the net itself is going to take a while once they order it.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of depending
okay,
on when.
So
I mean, if we're talking in the
yeah,
if we're talking in the next month or two, I'm guessing no. But I hope they modify their camps to the current building status, and act accordingly. That's it.
That's it, Dr. Carl.
That's
it. Awesome. Any questions? Can I move now to superintendent's report?
Yes.
I may. Thank you. Enrollment, 1,450. High school 948, elementary school 502. We've met our statutory requirements for fire drills, bus evacuations, and safety drills, as you can see. Regarding our harassment, intimidation, bullying in high school, no report for the month. Elementary school, two incidents, two that were unfounded in regards to being harassment, intimidation, and bullying. With that, I'd like to turn this over to our assistant superintendent, Mr. Place.
Thank you. Just very briefly, Dr. Cajun alluded to all the policies which were provided in the Friday packet. Not too many substantive changes there other than the ones we discussed, with the tardiness, etc. On the agenda, number 35 and number 36 represent a new copier lease. So just for the board's information, we have a lease of 7 copiers in the district coming up at the end of the calendar year. We solicited quotes from 2 of the district's vendors that we use for copiers. And we're recommending the buyout of 4 of the existing copiers that are, working perfectly fine. We can continue to use them on a service contract, and then replacement of the 3 large production copiers that get a little more heavy use. Overall, there's a cost savings to the district going forward. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. That concludes the superintendent's report this evening.
Recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report. Can I have a motion?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassong, Mr. Horner. Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Havada?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan general items numbers 15 through 22? Mr. Catani? Mr. Hovater? Does anyone have any questions on those items?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out for items numbers 23? Items number 23 to
39. Yes. Mr. Serino. Mr.
Palmer.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Yes. Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Milansevich?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carried?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise?
One quick thing. it's probably the P, but I know we put we budgeted for field replacement, turf replacement, all that. Are we budgeting in for any damage done to the field house now?
Not in the capital reserve fund. We'll have it in our general maintenance budget, although as we go into budget season, it's probably wise that we discuss upping that capital reserve deposit to cover turf replacement in the field house in the same vein that we do the lower turf replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So since you built the turf field, you guys, before I was here, we put a $50,000 deposit in to capital reserve through the budget every year with the idea of in 10 years it's going to need to be replaced. It probably makes sense to do the same thing in the field house. In terms of general maintenance, we'll increase our maintenance. It wouldn't be a capital reserve item. We'll just increase our maintenance budget by an estimated amount to cover those types of costs.
Okay.
Does it make sense, Gene, that I'm just thinking that turf for the field house is going to last twice as long as the turf?
Oh, it's going to last a long time. Yeah. I was just thinking about the damage that's going to happen in that field house.
Wear and tear.
You know, just...
Well, wear and tear is one thing, but damage caused by recreation, I think, they have to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
But I do agree. I think it would serve the district well to have part of our capital investment, some money towards turf replacement. I think it's going to last 30 years. But.
Yeah, I'll talk to Joe, our engineer, to get an estimate on what internal turf and you know, with its level
and
of use.
And we'll bring it back to the next meeting.
Yeah, I'll bring it back, and we'll put it in the budget. I imagine A, it's half the size, so it's going to be half the cost, obviously. But then also, it's protected from the elements, so it might last several more years. So we may be talking about $10,000 a year instead of $50,000.
And the quality of the turf was escalated. We took a step up with that turf, as I recall, right? Yeah,
well,
we did.
It's a different brand.
From the argument with H&M, different brand, but we got the next quality. We didn't. We went out to bid for one and got
we got the highest tier Shaw brand.
Yes.
It's a little bit apples to oranges as to how that compares quality wise to the lower turf field. Field turf will tell you theirs is better.
Right.
Shaw will tell you theirs is better. But Joe could give us an estimate on what the useful life of the turf is.
We got a better quality too, Gene, so that should help. Yeah.
And we're still putting money away for soccer here too, right?
Yeah, so every year we've been putting and we'll continue to put, assuming we want to continue doing that. You guys want to continue doing that. $25,000 for football field sale, $50,000 for lower turf, and I'm throwing a number out there. We'll get put a finer point on it, but let's say $10,000 for the field house turf. So that in 10, 15, 20 years, there's a pot of money there to replace it.
Should the sod money be, should it be football, baseball sod? Because that's getting beat up too.
We could, The original side budget was for the football field. We could increase the capital reserve budget.
It just seems like we're concentrating on the football. The baseball side is obviously
it's
been a point of contention.
As you're aware, we pivoted
and
used a certain amount of it to cover the baseball field. So it's for general sod replacement.
Yeah.
We can determine what the course of action is. And if we feel we need to increase it to cover more square footage, we can certainly do that.
Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. Hoover? Mr.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I have a motion to reconvene. Mr. Hoover, Mr. Stang.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Boldeman? Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Havater?
Yep.
Mr. Lafredo? Mr. Milanchowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We have a quorum?
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel item number 43? Mr. Havater, Mr. Pellegrino?
Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani? Mr. Havater?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District's personnel items numbers 44 to 46? Mr. Hoverner? Mr. Burns?
Mrs. Bissone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Havater?
Yes.
Mr. Milanchowicz?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All in favor?
Mr. Serino.